Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, A Home Like This One.
Eastward in Eden, and there put he the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground the Lord made every tree to grow, and was pleasant in his sight, continue.
And good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Delium and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight, and it is good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And verse 15 says, and the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4. It says, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all the precious and pleasant riches. For a few moments this morning, out of Genesis chapter 2 and out of Proverbs chapter 24, I want to talk from a theme, making a house a home. Making a house a home. Father, we thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. For these next few moments, God, let me speak as an oracle. Let me declare your truth. With great plainness of speech, God, let me speak to your people. Say what you want to say. Let us hear what it is that we must hear, God. Our houses are in trouble. Our communities are failing. Our cities are now becoming a wasteland. So now what shall become of this nation? So somehow, Father, as I speak, Lord, over the last few weeks, and now as I speak over the next few weeks about the making, oh God, a home like this one, let us go back and look at Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 one more time, Lord, and let us want to understand what you was really showing us. It's more than a creation story. It's principles to live by. It's wisdom to keep us safe. It's a word that permanently, God, keep us from dysfunction, Lord. So, Father, let us hear your word and then let us obey. And as the parable of the sower taught us, Lord, when word is sowed, Lord, the enemy comes to steal the word. So what you're saying to us, don't let the enemy steal it, Lord. But this is good soil, Lord. And let it produce a harvest, Lord. That our homes in the coming days, Father, will have miracles happening every 24 hours, Lord. And we would be the example, oh God, of this is what our home is supposed to look like. So teach us, Lord. Show us your way. Remove curses and generation curses. Move hexes and spells, Lord. Lord, you know you've been dealing with me about this thing called the American dream. Get that nightmare out of our heart. Get that nightmare out of our heart, Lord. And let us now begin to declare, Lord, show us your way, Lord. It is in the matchless name of Jesus I pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Making a house a home through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. A famous singer, balladeer, he told us a house is not necessarily a home when no one is living there. I ain't going no further because I don't want none of y'all to go back to another moment. Psalm 16 and 11 says, the Lord will show us the path of life, for in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Stay with me. I want to walk you somewhere. God is now showing us the path that leads us into dwelling in homes like created in the book of Genesis. Once we are on that path, we must understand it is his presence which is most important. And as we stay on the path which he's showing us, we must understand that our greatest pleasures are created by God and God alone. I will show you the path of life. In my presence is the fullness of joy, and at my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I was talking to one of my dear friends, and I was sharing with him on yesterday that one of the problems we have, we're going after pleasures that God did not create. Somehow, this world has started to mix stuff that we are going after that God never intended for us to go after. So he said, at my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You don't know what pleasure is until you've experienced the pleasures that God gives. We've been hoodwinked, like Malcolm X would say. We've been bamboozled. We've been tricked into going after things that are so earthly, we think this is pleasurable. And the truth of the matter is, the pleasures that God gives, they come with no sorrow. You're able to sleep at night. You don't have to worry about what you did or you didn't do. You ain't got when you experience the pleasures that God give, you don't have to make it right on next week by explaining what had happened was. As we stay on his path, and I need to really encourage that, and we really need to talk to our generation, because I'm going to try to say it like they'll understand it. Our younger generation are now going after some whack stuff. And because, and I'm not trying to condescend here, but because we so wacky and twisted, we don't know to tell them that's crazy. But God wants to give us some pleasures that'll blow our minds. I remember when my wife and I first went to Cancun, and we just saw that water. I'm talking about we just saw the water that you could see the fish. You know, she got real crazy. She went swimming a long ways. I swam a little ways. Then I said, oh, no, let me get back up on this machine that I'm on. But just looking at the beauty of the water called the reef that God made was so pleasurable just to watch that it blew my mind. But what the world has done, I'm going to say again, it's got us going after things that it called pleasure. But when you finish with it, it's miserable. And it hurts. And it leaves scars that takes years to heal. Somebody really need to hear me today. Psalm 16 says, at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God desires to give us pleasures that would blow our minds. And all he asks, because I'm giving you these, just follow me and just obey me. Just follow me and obey me and watch what I do in the next 24 hours. God has placed us on the path that would lead to pleasures unimaginable. Please stay with me. But there is a draw away from this path. And this is what I talked about within the last 6 or 7 weeks. While we're on the path that God has us on, there is a draw away from the path. Are y'all here with me? There is a draw away from the path in which God has led us upon. Simply, I'm calling it now the way of this world. The way of this world. If you're not wise and discerning, you will get off the path that is leading to the greatest pleasure, chasing after the way of this world. Are y'all still here? There is a path that God has placed us on. I want us to really get it. And if we stay on this path with simple obedience and willingness, it's going to lead us into pleasures that we can't imagine. But there is also a drawing away from the path. And you need to really hear me. And it's called the way of this world. And if you listen to your coworkers, they're going to tell you the way of the world. Why you got to go to church on Sunday? They trying to draw you off. Do it really take all of that? It's archaic to be holy in this hour. You young, you better live. All these statements are trying to get you off the path. He said in his word, no good thing will I withhold from you that walketh upright. So you're on the path that's going to lead you into pleasures unimaginable. Why are you going to then listen to the nonsense that's trying to get you off the path? There is a draw. Y'all better please hear me, because y'all better please hear me. It's young folks, old folks getting off the path. Well, I don't know if it take all of that. And I don't know. What? If the righteous scarcely make it. That's what your Bible said. The righteous scarcely make it. Where is the sinner and the ungodly is going to appear? Come on, tell your neighbor, stay on the path. Stay on the path. There is a draw away from the path, and it's called the way of this world. Epistle John and the book of James describes to us concisely and clearly what this draw away from the path looks like. In 1 John chapter number 2, verse 14 through 17, it says, I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him who was from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. You have overcome the wicked one. Listen what he says. Now, because you overcome, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not in the Father, but of in this world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There is a draw. And I'm trying to make it as simple and as plain as I can today so everybody can understand. There is a path that we are on. There is a draw away from the path. And I'm telling you clearly, the draw away from this path is called the way of this world. Now, all that is in the world, John picks it up and says, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now, that seems simple, but that covers a gamut of territory. That sounds simple, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, but that covers a gamut of territory. If you're not careful, you'll be lusting after your neighbor's car. And the only reason you got to have a new one, because they got a new one. If you're not careful, your job won't satisfy you. And the only reason it's not satisfying you, somebody got a promotion, and now they're called manager, and you're just called supervisor. And your pride tells you, I got more education than them. How in the world are they a manager and I'm a supervisor? I got to now break my neck to get a new job. Oh, the territory is wide. That leads into the way of this world. James says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and is enticed. Then lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth thereof. Do not err, my brother. What he's saying is, don't be drawn away by that stuff that's going to take you off the path. It's just stuff. Come on, somebody said to me, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. Don't be drawn off the path. And I got to move a little quicker because I'm running out of time. Don't be drawn off the path, because within the last six weeks, I told you, if you get off the path, you're going to run into constrictions. And that's going to then bind you from developing the way you're supposed to develop. And if constrictors get a hold of you, then you're going to be evilly misled. And before you know it, you're going to be quoting Paul. But you shouldn't be quoting Paul at this stage of your walk. The thing that I want to do, I don't do. And the thing that I don't want to do, I do. Well, at this stage, you're too mature for that. If you're not careful, you're going to be drawn away from the path. Come on, talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you're not careful, you're going to be drawn off the path. I'm trying to put this all together so we can understand. See, Psalms told us, I will show you the path of life. I will show you where you're supposed to walk. Then David picked it up and said, he will order my steps in his word, all right? The path of the just. So we've got the path. Then Jesus picked it up and said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life. But there's a drawing away from the path. Commercials feed into that. Conversations that we should have walked away from feed into drawing us off the path. Has anybody ever noticed that when you're doing real good, that's when you start running into them voices? I'm trying to share with you, they just trying to get you off the path. The path that we are on, we're going to be more healthier. We're going to be more wiser. We're going to be more peaceful. We're going to be more of a blessing. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. We're going to be debt free. We're going to be so many things, but the enemy's trying to draw us off the path. Because he knows. Good God Almighty. Lakia, he knows if we stay where we are, it's going to be pressed down. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. He knows if we stay on the path that we on, it's going to be running together. Oh, God, y'all going to make me preach in a minute. That's it, preaching. Come on. He knows that we're going to get pleasures that comes with no sorrows. We ain't going to have to share him with anybody. That's right. Oh, y'all going to make me preach in here. She going to be virtuous. They're going to give us nice raises. Y'all, if we just stay on the path that we own, this is why the enemy's fighting so hard to get us off the path. He knows we about to come into perfect peace. Good God Almighty. Oh, y'all ain't here. He knows we about to now be in our right mind, Jordan, forever. Trying to get us off the path. And I don't have time to teach all of that again, but I told you, when he gets you off the path, it is then you run into evil constrictors, and you will then have difficulty developing into who you supposed to be in God, because the constrictor have got you. And when the constrictor gets you, all you do is make a lot of noise. You're a tinkling cymbal, a sounding brass, but makes no real good sound. In fact, your noise attracts others to be constricted like you are constricted. After evil constrictors, you know, then you are blind leaders of the blind. Constantly leading somebody else into your foolery. And if you would have stayed on the path, I'm going to get to this, instead of being misled by it, you would be fighting it in the spirit. Because you're going to face it either way. And you have have to choose, am I going to be constricted by it, misled by it, and then somebody being benefited because of my sin? Because there's an evil benefactor to all of our sin. I'll give you one example if you don't believe me. Get into pornography and you will find out that pornography is a multi-billion dollar business. So every time you click, put your credit card in, somebody just got paid because your sin. And we can just go down the list and name bad spending habits. Then instead of 2% credit financing, you have to go to the 28%. Now, because you got bad credit habits, now somebody's benefiting out of your bad credit worthiness. That's why the love of money is the root of all evil. Can I give y'all something on the side? This ain't really part of what I was going. You better not only know what you will give in exchange for your soul, but you better now count up what others will give for your soul.
Say it now. Come on.
Some of your friends will sell you out for the right amount of money. Okay, that's not part of my subject. That's the obvious. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What is not obvious is what they really hanging out with you for. Oh, God. God brought me one witness, and the rest of y'all wonder why she witnessed it all, because God knew I needed a witness today. After the evil constrictor, God's got us on the path, and I really didn't mean to teach this long today, but God's got us on a path. God's got us on a path, and you have to be so wise in this season. Can't be attracted by that. Can't be distracted by that. Can't be bothered by that. Even if I got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, if everybody walk out on me, I'm on a path now. I'm going somewhere. California is calling. I'm going somewhere. Atlanta is calling. I'm going somewhere. Australia. I got to stay on my path and not get over here where the evil constrictors are trying to hold me, where the evil misleader are trying to lead me, and where somebody will benefit out of my disobedience. Touch somebody and say, I got to stay on the path. 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 On the path. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy, and in thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. It is the way of the world. It is the way of the world that's trying to lead us off the path. It is the way of the world. You have to know when you in the season to keep it shut. Y'all better please hear me. There is a time to respond. But then there's another time, take it on the chin and keep it moving. Stuff is too good for some of y'all right now to respond. Let me tell you the inverse side of that. You in a real fight somewhere with some real devils, so you can't go over there on the playground responding to stuff you shouldn't even be responding to. You in a fight with a real devil down here, so why in God's name you over there with the playground talking about you took my hot Scott game? You better concentrate on the war that you in and understand, I ain't got time to play right now, because I'm now put away childish things and now I'm a man. Come on, tell somebody I'm in a real fight over there. I can't come down there and play on the playground right now. He shows us the path of life, and his presence is the fullness of joy, and his right hand is forevermore. I keep hearing, tell somebody, stay on the path. Do me a favor, grab somebody's hand, squeeze it real tight. Come on, tell them, stay on the path, stay on the path. It is the way of the world that's trying to pull us off. And you can get rid of doxology, Misa. Y'all please hear me. It is the way of the world that's trying to get us off the path. It doesn't want us, the church, know that we winning. It's trying to convince us that we losing. We might lose things, but we ain't losing. God, oh God. See, all it takes is us to miss one payment of $15.99 to the credit card company. And now we all think we losing. You lost a payment, but you ain't losing. We're too easily convinced that we're losing. And sometimes he's just trying to convince us you're going to have to walk by faith. He's just trying to convince us that it's going to take faith. And I'm going to take you through stuff that grows your faith. I ain't worrying about what they said about you. I ain't worrying about even how you feel. I'm trying to show you that I'm going to grow your faith. That you declare, I will not walk by sight, but by faith. He's growing your faith. If I stay on the path, ask Job. If you think I'm making this up, ask Job. Job stayed on the path. Go read Job 42. He received. Come on, Bible scholars. You think God can let us go through all of that and then not reward us when we stayed in faith and stayed on the path? Come on, Edward, please, the doxology be said, so I'll stop. The enemy's trying to draw us off the path so he can get us into evil constrictors, evil misleaders, evil benefactors. Come on, tell your neighbor one more time. Say, neighbor, stay on the path. Stay on the path. In staying on the path, we must choose, do we want a house that we can build, or do we want to pattern our lives after the home that God has already demonstrated how to build? And there's a difference. Did you hear what I just said? We now have to choose, do we want to build the house that we can build, or pattern our lives after the home that God has already demonstrated to build? It is only after the fall that man tries to build anything. You can study that out. I'm going to just stay on the path and I'm going to follow the pattern. And I'm going to have a home just like he desires me to have. You choose to stay on the path, then I'm sorry to tell you, you still gonna run into evil constrictors, evil misleaders, evil benefactors. But the difference is, when you stay on the path, when you run into them, you're disarming them. Can't work in my family. Can't do that to my son. Can't do that to my marriage. That's because you're on the path. And when you're on the path, you know your authority. You know what can't be formed against you. You know God is with you. So now when you're facing this stuff, you're disarming it. So now it will never bother your daughter. Tell your neighbor, stay on the path. Stay on the path.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.